In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. The Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the earth." God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. But the woman took from the fruit of the forbidden tree and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. So through this one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death through sin. And thus death spread to all men because all sinned. And the wages of sin is death. But the Lord did not wish for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
O come, Emmanuel. O come and be our God with us. A long-sought witness for a world without. O secret seed, O hidden spring of light, come to us, wisdom. Come, unspoken name. Come, root and key and king and holy flame. O quickened little wick, so tightly curled, be folded with us into time and place. Unfold for us the mystery of grace, and make a womb of all this wounded world. O heart of heaven beating in the earth, O tiny hope within our hopelessness, come to be born, to bear us in our birth, to touch a dying world with new-made hands, and make those rags of time our swaddling bands.
The angel's announcement to Mary in Luke chapter 1. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Luke 1:46-55. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors.
Matthew 1:19-21 and 24. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife.
Luke chapter 1, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Now in those days a decree went forth from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. And she gave birth to the firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
They would spend with their son, walking the hillsides, watching him run. And someday, the fingers that had formed the stars would reach out and grab theirs when the walk was too far. They wrestled with knowing that his life would bring change. Their friends would forsake them. And in their hearts, well, they didn't want to think about it, they were sure that this little baby was going to die for them. And in one silent moment, this couple decided to follow God's plan. They left heaven's glory to be born as a man
In one silent moment, they suddenly heard thousands of angels. Glory to God on the highest. His salvation is near. In one silent moment. Just one silent moment.
Was ever a gift like the Savior given? He leaves the bosom of the eternal Father and comes to the bosom of an earthly mother. The Son of God becomes the Son of Mary. The infinite becomes an infant. He who holds the world in his arms is held in the arms of a frail woman. He whose garment is space, whose house is the universe, whose chariots are the clouds, and whose diadems are the stars, is wrapped in swaddling bands and laid in a manger. He leaves the songs of the angels for the jibes and taunts of wicked crucifiers. He leaves the palace beautiful of heaven for the stable and the workbench, and having not where to lay his head. He lays aside his celestial insignia for the peasant dress and the purple robe of ridicule. He puts aside his scepter of universal sovereignty for the reed of mock royalty in Pilate's hall. He leaves the very throne of heaven for that cross outside the city wall. He who is the Prince of Life bows his head in death. He who is without sin becomes the sin bearer. The Christ of God becomes the crucified. He who is the Father's delight becomes the God forsaken. He who lit the stars lies in the dust. He comes, he toils, he hungers and thirsts, he weeps, he suffers, he bleeds and dies. He redeemingly agonizes in a depthless, boundless infinity of suffering, which only his infinite capacity for suffering could experience. For God so loved the world that he gave up his only begotten Son.
One small city of light. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in their field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were very, very afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel and a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from the into the heavens, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
In the first light of a new day, no one knew he had arrived. Things continued as they had been, while the newborn softly cried. But the heavens, wrapped in wonder, knew the meaning of his birth. In the weakness of a baby, they knew his mother held him closely. It was hard to understand that her baby, not yet speaking, was the Word of God to man. He would tell
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. And they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Gentle Mary laid her child lowly in a manger. There he lay, the undefiled, to the world a stranger. Such a babe in such a place, can he be the Savior? Ask the saved of all the sang about his birth. Wise men sought and found him. Heaven's star shone brightly forth, glory all around him. Shepherds saw a wondrous sight, heard the angels singing. All the plains were lit that night, all the
Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all men. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised. And they did not esteem him. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth, like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth. And so Jesus died for their sins according to the scriptures, and he was buried. And he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Therefore, as through one man's offenses judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. So as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Oh, sing a song of Calvary, its glory and dismay, of him who hung upon the tree and took our sins away. For he who died on Calvary is risen from the grave, and Christ our Lord, by heaven adored, is mighty now to save.